purgatory in 3 minutes. Get ready, go. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is a channel Uniquely Mary, and I can't believe that I have not made a What is Purgatory video. Now, this is Purgatory in 3 minutes. Now, there are three paragraphs, 1030, 1031, and 1032 in the Catechism that talk about purgatory or the final purification. That reminds you of that Journey song, right? Okay, so the final purification or purgatory in 3 minutes. Let's go. All who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation. But after death, they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven. Awesome. Next paragraph. Let's go. The Church gives the name purgatory to this final purification of the elect, which is entirely different from the punishment of the damned. The Church formulated her doctrine of faith on purgatory, especially at the councils of Florence and Trent. The traditions of the Church, by reference to certain texts of the Scripture, speaks of a cleansing fire. Yes, and I have my video, 20 Scriptures that talk about purgatory. Check it out right here. As for certain lesser faults, we must believe that before the final judgment, there is a purifying fire. He who is truth says that whoever utters blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will be pardoned neither in this age nor in the age to come. From this sentence, we understand that certain offenses can be forgiven in this age, but certain others in the age to come. Last paragraph, 1032. This teaching is also based on the practice of prayer for the dead, already mentioned in sacred scripture. Therefore, Judas Maccabeus made atonement for the dead that they might be delivered from their sin. From the beginning, the Church has honored the memory of the dead and offered prayers in suffrage for them above all the Eucharistic sacrifice, so that thus purified, they may attain the beatific vision of God. The Church also commends almsgiving, indulgences, and works of penance undertaken on behalf of the dead. Let us help and commemorate them. If Job's sons were purified by their father's sacrifice, why would we doubt that our offerings for the dead bring them some consolation? Let us not hesitate to help those who have died and to offer our prayers for them. Boom. So we have about 30 seconds. My friends, that is the three paragraphs in the Catechism. I wish there was a little bit more, but that's it. If you like this video, check out so many other videos on purgatory that I make. Last comments on purgatory. Do not be afraid of it. It's likely that we're going to go there. So what should we do? Pray for those that are in purgatory. Make friends with those that are already there so that when you're there and they're now in heaven, they can help you. And you can check out so many other videos on purgatory. God bless you. Pray for this channel, subscribe, and I will see you in the next one.